Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. Thanks very much to the wonderful Worldwide Wavers for another fantastic show. It's a shame I had to fade out that Bjork song. I was kind of enjoying that. The time is 1 minute past the hour of nine. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we have a very special guest in the studio with us, establishing himself as a noteworthy singer-songwriter in Melbourne's music scene. This artist earned his stripes touring nationally as the guitarist and backing vocalist for the rock group Closure in Moscow. 2011 saw him support Australian singer-songwriter Michael Painter as well as Pink's guitarist Justin Derrico on his extensive national tour. His debut single, Closer Now, which was co-produced with Jimmy Marudas, who also produced Kimbra, Eskimojo and Pete Murray, is bound to mark him as one of Australia's hottest new pop/rock/country artists. He's a bit of a slash man. He's got all sorts of genres in there, which we'll find out about later. The man we're talking about is Andrew Lim, and he's here to talk about his debut single. Also on tonight's show, I'm reviewing the latest album from Mechanical Pterodactyl and sharing a few of their tracks, and we'll take a quick look at the music of Naomi Braun. Such a lot of wonderful music to discover tonight on Kiss My Arts. So sit back, relax, fill up that glass and enjoy an hour of the latest and greatest new indie music from your town, Melbourne. You're on the Kiss My Art Show, and here's a track to get you started. It's by our one and only Andrew Lim, and it's called Morning Light. Here it is. You're on Joy 94.9, and if this thing would actually work, that would be fantastic. Don't you just love technical difficulties in the studio? And it's not responding. Fantastic. Maybe this is a great opportunity to actually introduce the man called Andrew Lim. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hi.
That was a bit of a lead balloon, that one. We are having some technical difficulties.
I'm sorry, my track has ruined your
Your track is obviously your slashes of genres, your country / pop / rock. It's going, I can't do this.
Well, I'm glad my music's made an impact, whether it's a positive or a negative one on your station. So.
It's still trying to, it really wants to play this track. Here we go.
Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a fantastic track called Morning Light by our in-studio guest tonight, Andrew Lim. And finally, after all those technical issues, it played. And Andrew, so many slashes in your genres. You've got pop / country / everything. And you're the slash man.
Yeah, a bit of ethnic too at times. It just depends on, you know, how I'm going with my Pilates classes, I guess.
Well, thank you for joining us on the show. And indeed, the Pilates must be paying off because you're looking very buff.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. You're too nice. I mean, if I knew like this was a more relaxed interview, I would have worn my black leggings, but I thought I better dress, you know, a bit conservative.
And you have a musician that you brought with you tonight, Aaron. Thank you for joining us as well. And you both came in a uniform. You've got blue jeans and black t-shirts on. And was this something that just magically happened, or was this planned?
We clearly planned it.
No, we definitely planned it because I was at his house just before, and as we were about to leave, you know, he thought, "Oh, I'll just hang on a sec," and he ran back inside and changed his shirt to black and actually wore a leather jacket like I did and jeans. And we were discussing about, like, you know, how, like, what lipstick to wear. I thought, you know, that might be.
Well, this show is called Kiss My Arts, so quite appropriate. Now, Andrew, you're a singer-songwriter, and as we've already established, you've got many kind of influences and genres mixed into your music, but I believe that you actually started out your life as a skateboarder.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us a little bit about that story.
Wow, a long time ago. I guess I was like 12, 13, you know, as we all do, we do crazy stuff. And being a skateboarder, I was really into it. And I guess I wanted to take that as a career sort of path because I was told I was quite good at it. So, but then I had a really bad accident one time, which left me in a wheelchair for a good month and crutches for like about 6 months, and I was going through some decent rehab for that. So I got really bored at home with the TV and Nintendo, so, and there was a guitar lying around it because my friend was over, and basically I got bored and started strumming away, and he was like, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm just like, "Oh, I have no idea." And he's like, "Well, you're playing a G chord." And I'm just like, "Oh, cool." And sort of it sort of just happened from there.
So music just found you and somehow magically manifested itself.
Yeah, and it's sort of developed to now crashing radio stations as well now. So it's it's been a good journey.
Wow, so that's kind of the story about how it all began. So what was the process from there? Once you picked up the guitar and decided that you had some kind of amazing natural ability, what was your next step? I believe you joined a band for a while.
Yeah, I was in a few bands, but I guess the band that I spent most of my time was with Closure on Moscow, mm-hmm. who are still around these days. They moved to the States just before I left the band and doing good things. I think they were doing the Vans Warped Tour last I heard, and they did a couple of albums as well. So, but I guess, you know, there comes a time where you sort of, you know, got to really literally follow your heart, and I thought, you know, this was the right move for me.
So how is life, or how do you compare being in sort of the band culture to being a solo artist?
Much less stressful.
Being a solo artist?
Being a solo artist, yeah.
Is less stressful.
You can just do what you want.
Wow.
I shouldn't say that.
Guess you're your own boss.
Well, true. I guess it's just, I mean, like, it's sort of like a different way you look at it. I mean, I can say that from being in a band where, you know, you have other songwriters and people you collaborate with, but I guess being a solo songwriter, I guess you could say, that really opens so many more doors, I guess, you know, as a musician for yourself, because obviously, you know, you don't have you're not sort of collaborating with like a drummer or another guitarist or another singer, mm-hmm. or whatnot. I guess you sort of, it's like that's your canvas right there. It's completely you that draws the picture, you know what I mean? So it's just a completely different way of looking at it, I guess, being in both sides of being a songwriter, being mm-hmm. in a band, and being a solo artist.
So you decided to sort of pursue this solo career, and you've just released a single, Closer Now, which you are going to perform for us acoustic, yep. with your partner in crime here, Aaron, a bit later in the show, but we're going to save that one for a little while. Tell us a little bit about the process of writing your first single as a solo artist.
Well, this particular single, I actually co-produced this one with a guy called Jimmy Marutis, who has worked with Kimber and Eskimo Joe and Pete Murray, to name a few. So he was great to work with, and it was my first time really, you know, producing, I guess you could say, producing a song with another person. I've always been the kind of person that produces, you know, my own sort of, you know, music and whatnot, and recorded myself. But it was a real eye opener, and I guess I sort of felt everything was right meeting him, and obviously having the song like I had written a good 6 months before I actually got together with him. So I had enough time to write the song and listen back and change things here and there and try different things with it. And I guess meeting someone like him sort of really just took it to a whole different level, you know, which was really good.
Andrew, thank you so much. I'd love to hear more about your music and your life and what you've got coming up. And, of course, we have an in-studio acoustic performance later on. Stay tuned. You're on the Kiss My Arts show on Joy 94.9. The time is 13 minutes past 9.
Joy 94.9.
That was a track called Was It Wrong by Melbourne outfit Mechanical Pterodactyl. Now, I'm going to review their album. It's a 9-track album, so just a little bit shorter than what you might expect. The Mechanical Pterodactyl was built by multi-instrumentalist, producer and arranger Yen Nguyen, joined at times by a 5-piece band of regular collaborators, drawing on influences such as Bon Iver, Radiohead and James Blake. And a little bit like our in-studio guest tonight, perhaps a lot of slashes in the genres. On a first listen of Mechanical Pterodactyl's latest album, Watercolours, there is absolutely no doubt of the talent and mastery of the man behind it all, Yen Nguyen. Yen has been a producer and working musician for 10 years, most notably as drummer for live hip-hop act Casual Projects and contemporary bluegrass act Mustard Courage. He has also produced albums and tracks for many top-class artists. The title track Watercolours opens with a muse-like vocal passage, which at first makes you think you're about to listen to just another band writing just another album, trying to sound like just about everybody else. But in the very next beat, the addition of an impressively recorded and mixed punchy drum track and a funky bass line shows us that we've just stepped into a whole new world, the world of folktronica. There's no doubt that Yen was influenced by the intricate and unusual harmonies of Muse or even Radiohead. His list of influences is long. But Yen transforms these influences into his own machine. There is an incredible use of percussion throughout the album, which makes sense given the fact that Yen majored in jazz drumming at the Australian National University. I particularly like the use of rim taps that pop up in various places throughout the album, but which make a particularly striking feature in the opening of the track Was It Wrong, which we just heard. The purposefully distorted vocals in this track for me are reminiscent of the technique the Black Keys use in their vocals, and which seems a popular tool amongst indie songwriters these days. Yen uses it sparingly and to great effect in this track. Track 3, Runway, begins with some kind of rumba-esque guitar phrase, only to be interrupted by the irregular pulsing of a synth. How Yen makes that transition and gets it to work is beyond me, but he does, and we have the first electronic-infused track of the album. By now, three songs in, and we've already witnessed an array of musical colour, style, and genre. Track 4, Digital Berlin Wall, opens with something you might expect to hear in a film noir soundtrack. To my ears, it sounds like a saxophone and double bass playing in rhythmic unison in the deep depths of their registers. The effect is actually quite eerie, but before we can settle on this timbre, a jazzy drum track and slow-walking double bass enter, followed quickly by a distorted wah-wah guitar. The epic chorus of this track has an 80s feel to it. I think it's the very close vocal harmonies and guitar effects that give it this feel. But it is rather catchy. Yen really delves into electronic manipulation in this track, which adds a fabulous gritty texture. The track Revolver opens with a single repeated note on a clarinet, or perhaps a high saxophone, which is joined by another repeated note, then a third on a grittier wind instrument, a saxophone, I think, and then finally a fourth repeated note. All four repeated notes are then held in a jazz chord with a muted synth or perhaps an organ sound welling up underneath it, a wonderful opening texture. A slightly out of tune and electronically manipulated piano then enters to top off this great musical moment. The rest of the piece lilts between piano, vocals and double bass, a more jazzy brass sound and the electronic synth timbre. The piece eventually morphs into a manic, improvised style section. The jazz influences continue into track 7, called Like Riding a Bike, but it also takes on more of a funk flavour. Again, a smorgasbord of styles and influences in this track. Track 8, Temporary, uses a drum track along with piano that is noticeably chopped up into a rough, glitchy sort of texture. More use of synths and effects in this track make for a very interesting listen. The final track of the album, Asleep at the Wheel, takes us on yet another genre excursion, with all the elements of a great country ballad, with beautiful accompanying female vocal harmonies by Jenny Lee. possibly a strange track to end the album on, but perhaps the album's title, Watercolours, is a fairly accurate summary of the vastness of colour, texture and genre that lies within. An incredible listen, an incredible mastery from Mechanical Pterodactyl. If you're looking for something fresh, something innovative, and an album that will satisfy all your moods, this is one to put on your record player this week. I give Watercolours 4 out of 5 kisses. Let's take a listen to the title track. It's called Watercolours.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Well, hello there. This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
Hey there, Zoe here from Manic Monday Drive. It's another exciting new season lineup on Joy 94.9. Weekdays, start your day right with the 6 at 6, the hottest tracks on Joy. From 6.30, Joy Breakfast, bringing you news, traffic, interviews and all-round laughs with Special K Breakfast with Kane and Kyle, Breakfast with Stasia and Beau, Murphy's Law with Dean and Anna, and Different Strokes with the fabulous Jade and David. From 9, Joy brings you the freshest sounds and the classic tracks we all know and love. Plus, catch the Victoria Police Community Hour at noon, Wednesdays, and on the line, noon, Thursday. Then the Joy 94.9 Drive Show has you covered with me and the boys Monday Drive, Tuesday Cheek, Wednesday with the Royal Daltons, Thursday with the CNC Drive Factory, and finish up the week with David and Sue on Friday driving you mad and driving you crazy. For the full program guide, head to joy.org.au or the Joy 94.9 smartphone app.
Establishing himself as a noteworthy singer-songwriter in Melbourne's music scene, Andrew earned his stripes touring nationally as the guitarist and backing vocalist for the rock group, maybe that's a new genre that Andrew has in fact discovered, who knows, the rock group Closure in Moscow. 2011 saw Andrew support Australian singer-songwriter Michael Painter, as well as Pink's guitarist Justin Derrico, on his extensive national tour. Andrew's debut single Closer Now, which was co-produced with Jimmy Marudas, who also produced Kimbra, Eskimo Joe and Pete Murray, is bound to mark Andrew as one of Australia's hottest new pop slash rock artists. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on Kiss My Arts tonight.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, you've got your guitar in hand, and Aaron's also got his in hand too. Now, you are going to be performing in just a little while, Closer Now.
That's correct.
Which I believe is your very, very new hot off the press single.
That's correct, and hopefully we do it justice on the acoustic guitars.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Now, Andrew, you have a gig coming up for us Melbourneites in the very near future. Tell us a little bit about that, and if we're interested in heading along, where can we go for information?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm playing this Sunday at Laundry Bar in Fitzroy for part of the Wakefield Acoustic Fest. We'll be hitting the stage at 5 p.m. You can get some pre-sale tickets through myself on my Facebook, which is facebook.com/AndrewLynnBand. Otherwise, you can get them at the door as well.
Fantastic. Now, Andrew, we've been kind of joking about the fact that you have so many slashes in your genre, and that your slashes caused a bit of a technical meltdown earlier in the show on our system. What kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up?
Wow, this is like information that's going to be very... I don't know if I should disclose this kind of information, because I want to still, you know, have my friends around. I guess I grew up listening to a lot of pop music naturally, which is probably where, you know, where I got my pop influence and mm-hmm. sort of what's the word?
Aesthetic.
Mm. That's the word I was going for. Mm. But I always liked rock music and different, like, you know, I grew up around a lot of punk and rock music, and I guess that sort of took me, you know, from that stage onwards with joining the band Closure in Moscow.
Mm, which then, is essentially a rock band. Yeah.
So, but then, like I said, like I've just recently, you know, when I left the band, I sort of got opened up the doors to other genres, I guess you could say, like country and blues and jazz. And I guess I sort of discovered myself, like, you know, really appreciating that sort of style of music. And I guess that sort of made me realise that there's a lot more in me that I can sort of, you know, paint on the canvas, I guess.
Because your music definitely has a country flavour to it. And do you feel that that's something that maybe found you more than you went looking for it, or...?
I guess so, because, like, it's not like I, you know, sort of grew up on a farm with the, you know, with the flannel, you know, flannel on and stuff, but I guess it sort of just happened naturally. Like, you know, I sort of, you know, opened up to people like, you know, Keith Urban and, and John Mayer and B.B. King and guitarists, I guess I should say, sort of influenced me more than the songwriting side. And I guess that sort of made me realise that, okay, well, maybe with my songwriting I can go somewhere else with it. So so it's made quite an impact, I guess you could say.
And, I mean, we're only halfway through the show and I'm about to ask you what you've got planned for the future, but what's your kind of, what are your goals for sort of at least the immediate future anyway for your solo career?
Sure. Well, I plan to release an EP later this year, which I've already started production and recording on, which is pretty exciting.
And so, is Closer Now is obviously going to be on the EP?
Yes. So basically I've released the single Closer Now, and which is leading up to the release of my EP later this year. So
you're in the thick of sort of writing and recording all of that?
Yeah, so I've started production and doing some pre-production I should say, and recording with it, and just sort of, you know, writing, just a lot of writing, just back-to-back writing and seeing what works and see what doesn't work and seeing where it's going to take me, because I have no idea where, you know, how the EP is going to sound like, or, you know, if it's going to be a theme to it or anything like that. So I'm just sort of just letting it all happen naturally.
And are you continuing to work with Jimmy on that as well, or?
Well, this particular EP I've actually decided to self-produce.
Okay.
I just thought, you know, being Closer Now being my first single, and I've done a lot of production on a few songs myself lately, that I just wanted to sort of embark on that journey myself. Yeah.
Wow, so not only are you now a solo artist, but you're also self-produced and independent?
I guess you could say that. I mean, I still got to hold people's hands when I cross the road, but, you know.
So you're essentially a one-man show, but you do have a band of performers that you sort of rope in occasionally, like Aaron here, waiting patiently to play the guitar. So are these band members performing on your... on your EP?
Yeah, I've got a couple of people. I've got a guy called Guy Nixon Luke playing bass, and a friend of mine, Tim Williams, on the drums. He's a fantastic drummer, and being a really good friend, it just helps, because you can rehearse and have it, you know, just have a good time, and it just makes everything so much more relaxed and casual, that you can sort of, it really opens the door to your creativity when you're more relaxed and more sort of, you know, just got a more comfortable sort of perspective on the songwriting process, rather than sort of being in a studio and being locked in there for a certain amount of time and thinking, oh, I need to get something out, you know, before the session ends. And
so do you essentially write all the parts first and then tell your performers what to play, or is there some kind of collaborative element to it as well?
I guess lately I've been actually writing as I'm recording, like with the recording setup I've got at home. I just basically, you know, program a drum beat or a bass line, and I might have like a melody in my head or a chord progression in my head, and I just want to lay that down, and I sort of just lay down the really, you know, like the really rough, you know, guts of it, whether it's just the simplest of all things, and that'll just sort of spark an idea, and I go, wait, I hear this. So I grab the guitar and then lay that down, or grab the acoustic and lay that down, or oh, I hear a piano, or, you know, I hear a set of strings doing this. So it's sort of just, it all just sort of like, it's just like, you know, getting dough and just like, you know, folding and folding and folding until you get the end result. So it's just literally, that's literally how it actually happens. Like I find that the songs are writing themselves, so to speak.
And Closer Now, you're about to perform for us. Just tell us a little bit about this piece.
Okay, well, the song was about a girl I went on a date with a couple of years back, and everything was all sweet and peachy, and my previous relationships before then weren't so great, so I guess I sort of had a guard over my heart, and this one particular girl, I thought I'd let my guard down for once and take that chance, you know, hence the song Closer Now, and I wrote it about that.
Do we want to know what happened?
It didn't end up so well afterwards. She did end up going on dates with another guy. But, you know,
But you've got material now.
That's right. I mean, you know, without all these things happening, you've got nothing to write about, so.
We'd love to hear it. Aaron, I'll turn you on over there and we can, we're all tuned up, ready to go. So this is Andrew Lim's new single, acoustic version, just for us here tonight on Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9. You won't hear this anywhere else. This is exclusive, if you like. It's called Closer Now. And take it away.
So clearly, it was some time ago. Little secrets that only someone like you can hold. Now I'm chasing the perfect distraction with a body of gold. Never heard of a sweetness so honest and hopeful. So come a little bit closer now. Exactly where you want me. Now how far do I go? There's so much about you I still don't know. Maybe that's what makes me wanna lose control. So come a little bit closer now. You know that everything will work so. Come a little bit closer now.
Andrew Lim's latest single called Closer Now. Stay tuned. The time is 9:42. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello, it's Jan Tjassen on Kiss My Arts Show on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Art show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is nearly a quarter to the hour of 10. I hope you're having a lovely evening, kicking back, relaxing and enjoying the wonderful sounds of our in-studio guest Andrew Lim tonight. Stay tuned because Andrew will be performing one more track later on the show. First up though, we've got a special guest in on Kiss My Arts next week. Her name is Naomi Braun. Now, just to get you a little bit excited about the show next week, I'm going to share a track of hers with you. But first, a little bit about Naomi. Melbourne-based singer-songwriter and music producer Naomi Braun is an extraordinary young woman with an outstanding ear for music and world-class songwriting abilities. A milkshake, again lots of slashes in genre of soul, dub, hip-hop, electro and spoken word. Her new album, Through the Devil's Wood, is a collection of 11 beat-driven pop songs that have a strong cinematic appeal in their production values. The album title, Through the Devil's Wood, is a metaphor for the epic span of 8 years that Naomi spent writing and producing the album, whilst going through a number of transformative life changes. The 8-year passage of initiation into the real world involved living through tears, love, the death of her mother, starting a clothing boutique to subsidize her music career, paying rent, breakups, traveling the world, meeting new friends, and working on other collaborative musical projects that later became the groundwork for her album. Naomi has put together a band that will be doing a launch in Melbourne at the Toff in Town on July the 26th at 8:30 p.m. The lineup being drums, guitar, bass and keys. So we have Naomi on Kiss My Arts next week and she will be also performing for us live in the studio. But to get you a little bit excited about that, here is one of Naomi's incredible tracks. Here it is.
Joy 94.9.
That's a track by Naomi Braun and the track was called I Get Carried Away. Naomi will be in the studio next Monday night on Kiss My Arts. Now, I don't know how on earth she's going to do an acoustic version of that track, full on electronic and beats and everything. I don't know. We'll find out next week and I'm really looking forward to it. So tune in next Monday from 9 to hear Naomi live in the studio. Now, Andrew, speaking of performing acoustic versions of things, it must be incredibly difficult or just a little bit strange just performing with one or two guitars when you've got so much going on in your studio produced music. How do you find it sort of in this situation where you've thrown in front of one microphone with one guitar and away you go, you've got to do an acoustic version of your piece? How is that process like for you?
It's sort of confronting, I guess, like, obviously, you know, being, you feel naked in a way, you know, because, you know, you're sort of there, it's just one microphone, it's just your acoustic or two acoustics, and you're used to hearing, like, you know, a whole bunch of stuff behind you. But at the same time, it's actually a refreshing sort of way to look at the song because you can take it somewhere else that you didn't think you could, you know, and it's a whole sort of way to express the song differently and sort of have a different approach to a different way to approach the song and a different way to perform the song, obviously. So it's good and it's bad at the same time, which is kind of weird.
So in your upcoming gig this week?
Yeah, this Sunday, that's correct.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Is it, do you have your band playing with you or is it there sort of a mixture of acoustic?
Being an acoustic fest, I've just got my bass player and again another guitar.
Pretty stripped back.
Yeah, very stripped back. And I actually end up playing a completely different set of songs for my acoustic shows than I do for the full band shows, which is another exciting thing for me because I get to sort of, you know, take a step back from the loud guitars and the loud music and sort of go to my sort of more, intimate songs, I guess you could say, and there's more breath and there's more like dynamics, you know, and there's just more things to be said, you know, within the song, you know, having less in there at the same time, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. So tell us just a little bit more about your upcoming EP. Tell us, I mean, it's a studio album. You're producing it yourself. Essentially, mm-hmm. it's a one-man show. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect from the EP.
Yeah, well, I've been writing really, really solidly the last year and a half, and I've found that it's sort of hinting at one particular sort of sound, and I've sort of gone with that, and a lot of bad things have happened to me the last, I don't know, three or so months, and I guess it's sort of been like, you know, a big canvas in front of me. I've got the paint. Now what am I going to draw? You know, so it's just a matter of obviously, you know, just picking up the guitar and just sort of drawing different pictures with, you know, with what sounds I can get, and just laying down whatever comes to head in terms of lyrics and melodies. But from what I've written so far, I'm really excited to see where it's going to go, because like I said before, I've been writing numerous songs for this EP that's coming up, and I just like where it's going. So,
and so how many tracks are we going to have on this EP?
At this stage, I'm thinking six tracks, and maybe like a bonus track, whether it's an acoustic ballad or
that's nearly an album.
Yeah, well, I've written that many songs, and that many that I really, really, you know, feel really close to, that I want to, you know, share it with everyone, so why not?
Is there a plan for an album in the future, in the near future?
Definitely. Maybe late next year.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an album.
Good, so keep your ear to the ground for that one, and you can keep an eye on Andrew's website, which is andrewlimmusic.com, I believe, to keep abreast of all your doings and music and so forth. So when the EP is out, I'm assuming that we can go to your website and find information about how to get it there.
That's correct, yeah.
And when is the proposed release date?
I'm sort of thinking around September, actually probably more October at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on just how the production goes, because I'm still doing a lot of pre-production on this and doing a lot of writing as such. But I can say I've got about two or three at this stage, three songs that I'm really, really set on to have on the EP. So it's looking pretty good so far.
Good. Now, just something completely removed from your music. If you could give us, Kiss My Arts listeners, one piece of wise advice, what would it be?
Wow. I never really take my own advice, so it's going to be interesting to see what advice I can give other people. I guess literally just you got to follow your heart, because I've done that many different things in my life where I've sort of dabbled in that and nothing really happened out of it. And you know, I'm a real firm believer in fate and things mm-hmm. happening for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's all about finding, you know, what makes you happy and you know, what you think that you should be doing with yourself, and just follow that and not listen to what other people say.
Very wise words of advice. So Andrew is going to perform one more track for us in just a moment. It's called When I Say, and it's a new one. So I'll let Andrew and Aaron get set up for that. Don't forget, you can check out Andrew's music and all about his upcoming gigs at andrewlimmusic.com. And don't forget, he is performing this Sunday, July 22nd, at the Laundry Bar as part of Wakefield Fest. Also, Mechanical Pterodactyl, the album that I reviewed tonight. You can find out more information about them at their Bandcamp page. If you type in Mechanical pterodactyl.bandcamp.com, you can actually listen to their entire album online at that Bandcamp address. So if you liked what you heard tonight, you can check that out. And Yen Nguyen is a fantastic musician and producer and the mastermind behind Mechanical Pterodactyl. They also have a gig coming up on August the 11th at 303, which is on High Street in Northcote, if you're keen to check them out. Check out their live music. Naomi Braun, who we had a sneak peek at tonight, will be joining us next week on Kiss My Arts. You can check out a bit about her at her Reverb Nation site or her MySpace site. She's got a few bits and pieces up, but you can check out reverbnation.com/Naomi Braun. That's Braun. And she has an upcoming gig at the Toff in Town on July 26th. So there's a couple of really fantastic live music gigs coming up from our Kiss My Arts artists. Back to Andrew Lim and his trusty steed over here on the guitar, about to perform a song called When I Say. Andrew, if we run out of time, thank you so much for being on Kiss My Arts tonight. It's been a pleasure to hear your music and to hear about your life and your experiences and your wise words of wisdom. So all the best.
Thank you very much.
When I Say, what's this one about?
It's about a certain friend of mine that I've been sort of hanging out with, a female, of course, and I guess the long story short, it's sometimes it's okay to let go and accept things the way they are, and know that there's always a reason for what happens. So
fantastic. Before you hit us up with that song, we've just got a couple of announcements. Stay tuned for the live act.
Hi, this is JD Sampson, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
Cross his chest before you go, tearing out a wall of secrets, lying, dying just to know, and chasing the clock till the evening ends, until the light starts creeping in. You fall asleep to the sound of his heartbeat racing. Your morning comes wrapped in arms you'll never believe. Don't you believe? I say, hey, there's a battle on its way. And she says, hey, now your chance has come too late. Oh, 'cause when she turns around leaving, your heart starts beating. You just start to figure it out. She's never alone. No, she's never alone. Now the path is placed and left for us to find. Trying to hold my breath beneath in silence to reach the severed line. And maybe we won't catch the other end, but it's your light that leads me in. We fall asleep to the sound of our heartbeats racing. The morning comes wrapped in arms you'll never believe. I say, hey, there's a battle on its way. And she says, hey, now your chance has come too late. Oh, 'cause when she turns around, leaving, your heart starts beating. You just start to figure it out. She's never alone. No, she's never alone. She says, hey, now your chance has come too late. Oh, hey, there's a battle on its way. And she says, hey, now your chance has come too late. Oh, 'cause when she turns around, leaving, your heart stops beating. You just start to figure it out. She's never alone. No, she's never alone.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.